The desire for a happy family comes, in part, from a difficult childhood. Like her orphaned hero Harry Potter, Joanne Rowling was brought up on a suburban British street, first in Yate, just outside Bristol, and then a few miles down the road in Winterbourne. The house even had a cupboard under the stairs. But unlike Harry Potter, Jo wasn't made to sleep there. She shares the same birthday as Harry Potter, the 31st of July. And together with her sister Di, endured similar childhood economies.
What were your haircuts like?
That's just wrong.
They were terrible.
That, honestly, this is child abuse.
They were terrible.
I don't want to show it, though.
I've got it here.
But I'm a snot. Right, that. Look at my fringe.
I don't think anyone can stomach that for long.
If you're wondering, Jo is the one on the right.
If you weren't used to cutting hair, wouldn't you approach it in a gentle, slow manner?
Wouldn't you go to a hairdresser?
Well, maybe they could, but wouldn't you just cut it slowly and not attack it like a hatchet?
I do think you've come... Mine was always crooked, always.
Did you wear similar clothes?
Oh, God, yes.
Different colours.
Yeah, but you always had pink. And I always had blue.
Because you were the boy, Jo?
Yeah.
Because you were the eldest.
Yeah, and I was supposed to be a boy, so...
Simon John.
I was supposed to be Simon John. I even know who I was supposed to be.
Like they told you?
Oh, yeah.
She was a massive disappointment.
So then I said, quite hopefully, and when Di came along, were you disappointed too? No. I said, was that because you found out it was quite nice to have a girl? No. So then I just went upstairs and wept.